Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 28 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 29 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.
November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
KEHCB Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Snow. 32 degrees.
This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net Pre-Net. Do I have any check-ins for the Pre-Net? Call now.
K8KCI, just in Oakley, no traffic.
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, K8BCQ, Dave Bay City, no traffic.
Okay, I've got Jeff and Dave. Any other pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net?
KDA-PAZ, Mini Burke, no topic.
November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo, Stormy Chesney, no copy.
Stormy, you want to give me your call again? Caught just the last letter of it.
November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo, N8RHK.
Gotcha, Stormy. Thank you very much. Any other pre-net check-ins?
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha Rick Saginaw. No traffic.
Gotcha, Rick. Any other pre-net check-ins?
NHNTN, Nancy Tango Nancy, Doug, Beaver Township, no traffic.
We got you in there, Doug, thank you very much. Everyone stand by, we'll be getting the net started in just a couple of minutes. This is KC8YVF.
Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy. 31 degrees.
This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I am located in Saginaw County and will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5. for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a direct-to-net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following check-ins, K8KCI, KE8PCQ, KD8PAZ, N8RHK, KC8VOA, and N8NTN. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I'll take check-ins from those stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Please call now. Okay, I will take any Echolink stations. Any Echolink stations for the net, call now. All right, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the Mid-Michigan net, call now.
This is Dave, WEDW, no traffic, Saginaw County.
This KPR, Bob and Franklin Township.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, Mike and Saginaw, no traffic.
Okay, we picked up WADW, NAKPR, and KF8EDQ. Any other check-ins for the net? Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. Mother Nature is trying to do its best to return back to winter with some snow flurries and that today. A little bit of coating on the ground this morning and on the roofs and cars and things, but kind of melted off in fairly short order. I know at least into Tuesday we're supposed to get a measurable amount of snow. Morning in the last report I just read about an hour or so, about an inch to 2 inches in the morning, and another 2 to 4 inches in the evening. So we could have a good coating on the ground again as winter returns back, hopefully for just a short period of time. Extended forecast also lists snow coming in for next weekend as well, so we'll wait and see how that pans out, if that continues to be that way or it doesn't. Hopefully it doesn't. Okay, top of the list, we're going to go out to Oakley to K8KCI. Jeff, and then up to Bay City with KE8PCQ. Good evening, Jeff.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Thank you very much, Ron. We appreciate your time of putting the old net operation in the books today. So, we had a pretty decent weekend. We've been watching the old Olympics, and I'm sure everybody got up this morning. I was up early at 8 o'clock to watch our men's hockey team take it away from Canada this year. So it was a great time, good morning church, we'll call it, as we say. So it was pretty good. Yesterday, I went with Doug Franks, N8NTN, and we went down to the Livonia ham swap, and it was a really nice swap. I haven't been to that one, and there was a lot of good deals. Of course, I had to follow Doug around and, get all the ins and outs of how to hit a good ham fest. So I came out of there with a nice antenna tuner and a nice desk mic, Kenwood desk mic, and a nice Bose radio even for some really good prices. You got to wait to the end while everybody's packing up, and then you just never know. But that's it for now. Otherwise, we had a good time, so we'll send her back to the next Joe. Okay, KCI, we'll be clear.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, I was up this morning to watch the game. First period was pretty much all U.S. and was looking pretty good. In the second period, totally reversed, and the shots on goal were doubled by Canada by that point. And the third continued the same way. But, yeah, boy, U.S. goalie, I don't know what team he plays for, but he deserves all the credit. U.S. was not in it on the second and third period without him. Boy, he was the MVP of the game, that's for sure. Kept us in it in both the last two periods and gave us a shot at the end, which they managed to get in. So I heard this is the first time the U.S. men's team has won gold since the 1980 Miracle on Ice when they won against the Russians. So kudos to them. They were undefeated in the tournament and brought home the gold as same way as the women. So two gold medals in U.S. hockey this Olympic, which was really quite nice. And you have fine business on the swap down there. That's it. There's been a few things I came away with as somebody was packing up, and it's kind of like, hey, what do you want for that? Hey, make me a deal because I don't want to take it home. So there's been quite a few of those I've done, as well as when going down to Dayton. I remember one time I was leaving the flea market, and there was a roll of coax cable, a 500-foot roll, and they had some off in it on a big wooden spool. And I seen it sitting there, and I said, what do you want for it? He said, make me an offer. He says, I'm tired of dragging this thing around. So I did. He took it, and it's now in my basement. I've used about three-quarters of it, so it was regular coax cable. Look, it wasn't ham,
50 ohm type of cable is coax TV cable, but I've used quite a bit to redo my house over the years, and now pretty much as useless. Most of my TVs are now streaming rather than running a solid cable signal. So, but ham swaps, you never know what you're going to come up with. That's always the fun part of it. All right, next up on the list, KE8PCQ, standing by KD8PAZ. Good evening, Dave.
KC8YVF in the group, KE8PCQ here. Well, first off, I got some sad news, is that Gene Bass out of the Bay City Club, KC8BGK, lost his battle with cancer. So that means that it's three or four members of that Bay City Club have passed away in the last year. So that's pretty bad. As far as home front, well, I'm working to replace the floor in the upstairs bathroom, just the tile. And, you know, it's a 156-year-old house, so it is nothing short of square. And just, oh, it's just miserable. It's got steam radiators and the old exposed bathtub and all that stuff has to be, you know, ripped to shreds and put a new floor down and then put it back together. So that's been my weekend, and we're about a third done. So I'll be playing like you, Ron, on your project for the fall and winter. And with that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
All right, Dave. Yeah, sorry to hear about Dean, and I see that his obituary is now up on the Gebhardt Funeral Home website. The memorial service will be held on Saturday, February 28th at 12 p.m. at St. Paul Lutheran Church of Frankenlust, with the interment to follow after the ceremony. So let's see what else. Visitors, family will be present to receive visitors at Gebhardt Funeral Home on Friday, February 27th from 2 until 8. And on Saturday at the church from 11 until the time of the service. So check out Gebhardt website. I know I will be there probably on Saturday for that as well. So Friday night or Saturday I'll probably be there. So known Dean for many years, and yeah, sorry to hear about that. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, Bob in Owasso. A8ZOB, Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, Bob in Owasso.
We got you on the list, Bob. Stand by. We'll be working our way down to you. All right, next up on the list, we have Minnie, KD8PAZ, stand by N8RHK. Good evening, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone in here tonight. Not doing too much. Did get my so-called office done. I got it all switched around the way I want it. So then I put my bird bath and put the heater in that my granddaughter bought me for Christmas. And I also put out a new bird feeder that goes on the window that I got for Christmas. So I've been a little bit busy, but I didn't like getting up to all this snow this morning, but that's okay. I got to go one day this week and get a blood test done for my A1C to see how it's doing. Other than that, not much else going on. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie. Yeah, you've been busy as well, and that's what, as what Dave said, too, working on projects around the house. Wife and I are going to start hopefully next weekend on our office that we have. We turned one of the bedrooms into an office when we first moved in because we only had one daughter and three bedrooms. So One room wasn't used, so we turned it into an office. It's time to redo the floor. We have carpeting in there. It's been in there for many, many years, and it's pretty much wore out. So we're going to have to gut that room and start fresh on the floor. But the big thing is the closet. The storage closet in there has been just that. It's been storage, and there are things in there in cardboard boxes I probably haven't opened up in 20 years, so I'm not even sure what's in some of those. So we'll be emptying out the closet, spreading it out in the living room floor, and seeing what's what and what's good and what's not and what's going to go. I know I have quite a lot of old electronics and things, so we have a scheduled appointment with the MMWA for electronics and drop-off coming up in April, so I'll get a chance to get rid of some of those old items that have been sitting in there for 20 years and never used. So we'll get to that. All right, next up on the list, N-A-R-H-K, Stormy, followed by KC-8-VOA. Good evening, Stormy.
Good evening, Rod. Good evening to everybody else on the net. This is N8RHK Stormy. I'm about 5 miles northwest of Chestnut in the middle of Five Wooded Acres. I'm just about doing the same every today. Washed a couple loads of clothes. I loaded up the dishwasher, then I washed it, then put them away. Taking care of my daughter and working on music and trying to get by every day. Temperature over here is 31. It's going to go down tonight to 25. 20 or 25 it's going down to tonight. All right. That's it. I just ran out of stuff, but thank you very much for picking me up. This is N8RHK 73.
All right, Stormy, good to hear you on here tonight. Like I said, we're here every Sunday night, 7 o'clock. We're also here on this frequency every Monday night at 9 p.m. for the Sabara net. So welcome to join us at any time. Look forward to seeing you again. Next up on the list, KC-8-VOA, standby N8NTN. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, and everybody in the net. It's good to hear everybody in there. Not a whole lot new going on here in the home front. I've been up since about 3:30 this morning, and it's really sad to hear about Dean Bass. Dean was very active in amateur radio at one time, and very active as a musician as well, very active in church, him and his wife both. So that's sad to hear that. I was just sitting here as the net was going on, picking plastic out of a 5-gallon bucket handle I printed. For a replacement handle, it's much more comfortable. I've got a 5-gallon bucket. I've got a tool apron that goes around, so I thought I'd print a handle for it to make it a little more comfortable when you pick it up and carry it around. So hopefully that all works out well. Other than that, not a whole lot new on the home front. I've got a bunch of Meshtastic nodes to update and get them up to snuff. I'm a little behind now. So with that, I'm
going to
turn it back to net control,
KC-8-VOA. All right, Rick. Yeah, it's nice to be able to use the 3D printers to repair projects and things that around the house. I've done that on a few different items. It makes it nice not to have to replace to be able to fix some of these. But I also read an article today that California has now introduced their own bill similar to Washington and New York's. And theirs basically will ban all 3D printers, essentially. It's going to be similar to Washington's, the one provision that they had that has to have software and firmware and all of this, and everything's going to have to be checked through a single server to make sure it meets what the state approves, and blah, 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 blah. And as the commenter that wrote the article says, the manufacturers are basically going to punt on this one because they're not going to make printers that meet these requirements for, you know, just three states at the present time that are trying to do this. They will just simply not sell printers at all in those states or not sell printers at all in the U.S., which is a major part of their market. So something's got to play out with these, and smarter heads have to prevail that what they're trying to do is not going to solve the problem that they perceive they have in the way that they perceive it's going to work. So as you've said before, if criminals want to print gun parts, criminals will be criminals. They will find a way, and all they're going to hurt is creativity and education and other areas, so you know, manufacturing and everything else. So I was hoping this would, somebody would figure this out, but now everybody's trying to jump on the bandwagon, and nobody's got a clue. All right, next up on the list, N8NTN, and then I'll do another break. Go right ahead, Doug.
Well, good evening to everyone. Yeah, it was, the swap down there was reasonably nice. It was a little crowded, but I'm poking my way through there with a walker, so I have to be careful who I run into. And I've spent most of today sorting out. I got a couple of boxes of stuff. Basically, they were collections. They were all dumped in a box, and you know, you bring that along, and you make a deal on the whole thing. Then you, when somebody buys it, like I did, you take it home and sort it out. And I'm still working on it. Lots and lots of little pieces. Had a whole bunch of the breadboards. The little white ones that you plug the components into. And I have no clue what all the circuits are that are on them, but somebody had time. So, other than that, plugging along. When I started in the morning, it was, I had an inch of snow up here. And by the time I got to US 10, headed south, it was all gone. That made things a lot nicer. Talk to y'all later, and it ain't NTN.
Yeah, I know, Doug. Where you are further up north got more snow than we got here. We got a dusting on the lawns, and there was some on the windshields of the cars and that, but like I said, within a few hours, it was melted off and gone. So Tuesday may not look that way. It looks like pretty much quite a bit of the state is going to get a little more snow cover. And just in time for my wife's birthday, which is on Tuesday, and it seems like every time, just within a few days before or after a birthday, we get a measurable amount of snow. So I think I can count on both hands and both feet over almost 45 plus years that we haven't got snow on or around her birthday. So I know it's always coming. This is KC8YVF for the Saginaw Valley for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net call? No.
This is KD888.
88 AVA, I got you in there, and we'll be down to you in just a little bit. All right, next up on the list, WADW Dave, standby NAKPR. Good evening, Dave.
Okay, real good there, KC8YVF, WADW. Sounds like everybody was had a busy weekend. We had a radio weekend here this weekend. This particular weekend, it was ARRL DX Contest CW, so I played with that. I just got just short of 100,000 points, made 245 contacts, and I picked up 67 countries today. So a lot, a few of them countries are brand new. I've never worked them. I worked a lot of Africa today. I was really surprised, all the way down into South Africa and that. And actually on 40 meters this morning, I worked Guam and the Asiatic Russia, and also into Australia on 40 meters early this morning. So had a good time. Bands were sort of funny. One would be open and then the other one would be closed. So I did, but most of my work was on 15 and 20 meters. I got a few on 40 and a few on 10. And all this with a, most of it was on the wire, most of them on the dipole. I did switch over to the vertical for a while. And it was sort of funny. Normally you expect verticals to be pretty noisy. actually the vertical was a lot quieter than what the dipole was. And I just wonder if I maybe got a problem with the vertical. I have to look at that when we when the weather changes. Even though I did make quite a few contacts into Europe and Africa on that vertical, just just didn't seem right. So anyway, I turn it back to you there, Ron, and we'll catch you on the 73 round. KCAYVF, WADW.
All right, Dave, sound like you had a good weekend and a good amount of contacts and points there, so kudos on that one. And looking at my ARRL calendar, coming up Friday and Saturday, 27-28, is the CQ Worldwide 160-meter contest on sideband. And we also have the North American QSO Party on Riddy coming up on Saturday as well. So a couple more contests to finish out the month of February. Next up on the list, NAKPR, standby KFA ED2. Good evening, Bob.
Well, good evening, Ron. Everybody else on the net. Not a whole lot going on here. I'd say, hello, Stormy. I haven't heard you on the air in a long time. Good to hear you out there. Went to church this morning. The roads are really greasy. I only got about an inch of snow here, but it's still on the driveway, but the grassy areas are mostly, it's probably mostly green now, or brown. But it's been snowing all day, lightly snowing all day long. Still snowing out, but hasn't really accumulated. I think it's kind of just melting as it hits the ground, even though it's, well, I got 29 degrees here, but the ground's probably still a little warm. But other than that, I just played some POTA today, and I was going to come down here just before the net and see what's on, but I see my noise level on 20 meters is S9+. It does that occasionally. I don't know what's going on. It seems like maybe once or twice a day, at certain times of the year, it'll just get noisy. It's all get out, but you can't even use the radio. You just got to sit there and wait for the noise level to go down. It's been at 2 or 3 all day long, but I come down here this evening, it's over S9. But it is what it is. It's not from the house, I know that, because I've checked that out before. Something from outside. I tried to locate it, but didn't have much luck. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. Send it back to net control, NAKPR.
All right, Bob, thanks for checking in. And, yeah, I imagine the roads might have been earlier this morning a little slick at point, just that little bit of snow and the cold temperatures again, a little glazing on the roads could make it slick out. So, yeah, we don't need anybody, any surprises on that. All of a sudden get caught on some black ice and get in a situation that they didn't plan on. So, next up on the list, KF8 EDQ, standby KE8 ZOB. Good evening, Mike.
Good evening, Ron, and let me turn this down. All right, good evening, Ron, and the group. This is KFA-EDQ. I've had a pretty decent week this last week. Work was a bear as usual, but we took Ducky out to, on Thursday, we took her out to Bay City to go visit Sheffield and go visit with some folks. We do that every week, so it's just a normal week for us. But then Friday, I took Ducky over to Health Source to go visit the mental health department there, which is not something I do all the time, maybe once a month or so. There's always a different crowd in there, so. But they really benefit from the interaction. Over the weekend, I went to the shelter yesterday for a few hours. Got to spend some time with some dogs there, and then after that, my buddy Aaron, who I've known since high school, came and visited. He just left a couple hours ago, so we spent the entire evening. We were playing games and discussing different matters, and then one of our mutual friends, Ben, came over on his way to work today, and we got into all kinds of political discussion and whatnot. It was just among friends, and it was very friendly, so as it usually is. So it was very good. But then, Aaron went home, and now I'm just relaxing, not doing too much this evening. Probably go to bed early to get a head start on tomorrow, Monday. So, all right. Well, that's about it for me. I'll stay I'll stick around for the 73 round. This is KFA EDQ back to net control.
All right, Mike. Yeah, I try and extend Sunday as much as I can to stay away from that Monday, but it always seems to come anyhow, no matter what I do. To start that next week. All right, next up on the list, we go to Owosso, KE8ZOB, standby KD8AVA. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, and good evening, everybody. I'm doing good. Everybody's coming in loud and clear here in Owosso. Not doing much. We had them clear days, so I got outside to deke around with some antenna stuff. I'm actually happy with this. I've been pimping out my little ham corner in here and enjoying it. I like playing radio. Everything's starting to run really smooth for me. And it's ready for spring to get out and about. And I'm glad you guys, the ones that go out POTA hunting, doing the POTA, I like to hunt you guys, you know, find you. It's plane radio. And I like doing the contest that I can. And I never did that scan TV. I really don't know how to send that well, so I can receive with the little microphone I just put up to the speaker. So I'm still working on that kind of stuff. But it's all fun. I learn a lot just sitting here listening to you guys. And Jeff, it's good to hear you and Stormy. And glad you got to go to a ham fest. You're going to have to tell me all about it one of these days, buddy. All right, this is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Oscar Bravo. Back to that. And thank y'all for having the net. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Bob, for joining us tonight. And, yeah, the ham fest, if you get out to them, those are a lot of fun. I have never been down to Livonia. The only ones I've typically hit has been Cadillac, and I've done that now for the last several years. And my big one has been the Hamvention down in Dayton, or now Xenia, Ohio. I am going on my 40th straight year that I've gone down to that. Long time before I was a ham. I went down to with friends and that to both from the U.S. and Canada. And I was getting computer equipment and things like that at the time. And then the guys talked me into becoming a ham radio operator, so here I am. So that happened in 2003, so 23 years ago. But I got majority of my tickets from Dayton hanging in my office. I've kept them over the years, other than the first few years that I wasn't smart enough to do that. But I know I've got probably 36, 37 of them in there, and there's several years before that I went that I didn't keep them. So, next up on the list, KD8AVA, and then we'll do another break. Go right ahead, Aaron.
KD8YVF, this is KD8AVA. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate you letting me in there. Late entry and all. Oh, I think my heart rate's still trying to lower from watching that hockey game this morning, the U.S. versus Canada. It was an incredibly stressful game to watch, but it was a very, very good game. And contrasting that with me going to the Spirit game last night, it's kind of laughable. I was thinking about how much faster these guys play at the level they're at compared to what the Spirit play. But it was kind of cool learning that one of the guys that won gold today was used to play for the Saginaw Spirit, so kind of neat, and yeah, a lot of people from Michigan on the ice, which was also fun to watch. Other than that, kind of had a lazy day today, stuck around the house, didn't do a whole lot. I missed the closing ceremonies, but I assume I'll go back and watch those. Other than that, not a whole lot going on. Made a new recipe for some Reuben sandwiches for lunch, for dinner, which was actually really good. Got it out of my daughter's old Harry Potter cookbook, amazingly enough, and it turned out pretty good. Right now, just waiting to pick up my son from church youth group and sitting in the car with my dog on my lap. She's almost 4 months old now, so she's just being a good girl. Anyways, turn it back over to net control, KC8YVF, KD8AVA. Thanks, Ron.
All right, Aaron, no problem. And, yeah, like I said, the stress level was quite a bit during that second and third period. My wife normally doesn't get into hockey or sports that much, but she sat right there with me most of the entire entire game. And yeah, once they won it, I had other tasks I had to get done. I was putting off when they went into overtime. I'm thinking, well, let's somebody get this over with quick, and hopefully it's us, and we did. So yeah, I didn't stay for the awards ceremony or anything else. I went on to other things, but I was up and watched the game, and yeah, it gets stressful. And as you said, the pace, you know, you watch a high school hockey game, and then you go watch the pace at the Spirit. And then you go to a pro game, and it's the same thing between, you know, like any sport, basically, like football, between, you know, high school and then college, and then how much faster that the pros play in any sport over what, you know, the lower levels play in that. This is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll go back up the top of the list to Oakley, KAKCI, standby, KE8PCQ. Good evening again, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks, Ron. And, yeah, Bob, nice hearing you, Stormy. So everybody's out and about. I guess the biggest thing is to just stay warm. We're back in the winter again, so time should be changing here pretty soon, but looks like possibly the weekend's going to be all right, so we'll have to see. We got a tournament for the grandson down in, all the way down in Stockbridge, so that's what we'll be doing pretty much most of the day Saturday. But other than that, just working on all the stuff that I got in my little boxes. I didn't get quite as much as Doug did, but, you know, he's quite the shopper. But nope, I had a good time, Doug. Appreciate it. And we'll talk to everybody later. So 73s, everybody be good. We'll catch you tomorrow. Okay, KCI, we'll be clear. Back to that.
All right, Jeff, thanks for checking in tonight, and hopefully we'll hear you on the Savarum Net tomorrow night. Next up, KE8PCQ, standby KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Dave.
Good evening again, Ron, and thanks for doing the net tonight. And actually, I'm glad that the HamFest was over 100 miles away, because that way it keeps me out of that rabbit hole. I got enough stuff here going without having that. With that said, everybody have a great week. Stay safe. 73, KE8PCQ. Back to net.
Yeah, Dave, I know how that is. Get the closest ones, I come home with a new toy or something that I really didn't need, and then I have to make room for it or get rid of something else to make room for it. So, yeah, that's it. It is definitely a rabbit hole. Next up on the list, KD8PAZ, standby N8RHK. Good evening again, Benny.
There again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. As far as the snow, I've got the ground covered out there. Can't see the grass through the snow, and it's still snowing out here. So I probably got a good inch, maybe inch and a half out here. So anyway, other than that, nothing else going on. Staying on this side of the door, staying warm. Anyway, this is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Well, Minnie, I'm going to have to take a look outside once I get out of the basement here and go see what we got. Because when my kids left, we took my wife out for dinner tonight over at Texas Roadhouse for her birthday. We got together. And like I said, when we got back, it was just a light snow out there. And when they left, there wasn't anything on the ground. But I haven't looked out there to see exactly what's there. And you, talking about the warm side of the door, boy, it cost a little bit more. I got my consumer's bill for the January-February time frame there, and yeah, that warm side of the door was a little bit more expensive for those 2 or 3 weeks that it was so cold. So, yeah, still got to deal with that at some point. Next up on the list, N8RHK, Stormy, standby KC8VOA. Good evening again, Stormy.
Good evening, Ron. Thank you. Yeah, this is Stormy and Chesney, and I don't really have nothing more to say except I hope everybody has a fantastic evening and a better day tomorrow.
and keep it between the lines. November 8, Romeo, Hotel Kilo, 73.
Good advice, Stormy, all the way around, and I appreciate you in here tonight. KC8VOA, stand by at 8NTN. Good evening again, Rick.
Well, good evening again, Ron, everybody in the net. Well, hopefully everybody stays on the warm side of the door and keeps things safe throughout the week. It's looks like we're going to be slipping and sliding a little bit. Still winter yet, but as KCI indicated, 2 weeks from today, we will be on daylight savings time, so things will be changing quick here soon. I'm going to say 73, KC8BOA.
Yes, sir, you are right. That's coming up real quick, and we lose that hour of sleep, but we also tend to gain the daylight where it's light a little bit more when we're up and dark when we're not, so that's a good thing. N8NTN, you're up next, Doug, followed by W8DW.
Well, I enjoy going to the flops occasionally, and in this case I had a bunch of things I was looking for a couple of projects I'm working on, and I got about half of what I'm looking for, so now I got to go to the next one and the next one and make sure, see if I can get it all, get things going. Alrighty, have a good evening, and amen to you.
All right, Doug, well, hopefully we'll see you up in Cadillac for the swab up there. I know you normally make it kind of up that way as well, and we plan to be there as well. I imagine that the Saginaw Club will have a table to try and get rid of some of the other equipment that we still have from estate sales and personal items and things that the guys are trying to move on from. WADW is up next, followed by N8KPR. Good evening again, Dave.
Okay, real good there, Ron. KCYBF, WADW. Yeah, I don't have a whole lot more for that. I know that I got a lot to do now. I had projects scheduled for the weekend, and by playing radio over the weekend, I didn't get a lot of them done, so we're going to work on that. Good time of year to do it. Most of it's in the basement area here, so I got to do that. And so I'll be working on that tomorrow. I also got to put the station back the way it was. Normally, what I do is I try and get it so that I can swap antennas back and forth. So I swap coaxes around and tuners around and everything else. So I got to put everything back the way that it's supposed to be and make sure that everything works. So that's probably the project for tomorrow. Anyway, 73, have a good one. Everybody be careful, and we'll see you probably on the net tomorrow, Ron. KC8YVF, WADW.
All right, Dave, we'll catch you on the net tomorrow night. N8KPR, you're up next, followed by KF8EDQ. Good evening again, Bob.
Good evening again, Ron, everybody else. Yeah, not much more to add, just kind of wife and I getting ready for our annual migration a little closer to the equator. But it's going to be a little warmer down there. Getting ready for that. And had to do things a little differently this year, but staying at the same place. Almost the same amount of time. 3 weeks instead of 4 weeks. But some other stuff come up, so we have to leave early. And what else? Nah, I guess nothing much else. My radio's still at HF rig, still at S9 noise level. Hoping it'll go down. If it doesn't go down by 8:30, 9 o'clock, I'll just turn it off because everything's pretty much done with POTA by that time. But with that said, thanks for doing that, Ron. And we'll catch y'all tomorrow night. Back to Night Control. Let's say N8KPR.
All right, Bob, yeah, looking at the open ham clock with the protocols up there. Basically the east side of the states and the middle part, they're pretty much all gone, and the west still have a few out there. But, yeah, your POTA contacts for this evening are getting a little thin, so There's a few there if you can make them. Next up on the list, KF8EDQ, followed by KE8ZOB. Good evening again, Mike.
Roger, Roger. Good evening, Ron. KC8YBF. This is KF8EDQ. Something good that happened yesterday. I went to Menards, which is one of my favorite stores that I've barely been to lately. I went to Menards and picked up a spool of 12-gauge stranded wire and some ring terminals, so I can start adding more terminals to my or more radials to my vertical that Doc and I put up last year, and so I'm looking forward to setting that up a little bit better. I still have to take it off of the mast, bring it down for just a moment to make an adjustment, put it back up and take another reading, but I think we'll be good to rock and roll. And then, you know, I'll be setting up my, that Wolf River coil antenna that I ordered over the winter. So I still have it in the box. I took it all out and checked it out, and I'm pretty impressed with all the construction of it and whatnot. It seems like it's relatively straightforward to use. And along with my, not a ham stick, it's a, anyway, it takes the SWR readings, it takes many readings, 600 megahertz down. Can't remember the name of the tool, but it gives me the readings of multi-band antennas and any antenna really. So I'm looking forward to utilizing that as it gets a little bit warmer here. I'm really looking forward to summer. If I haven't said it already, I'll say it again. But I'll talk to everybody tomorrow, I guess. So this is KF8EDQ saying 7-3, back to net control.
All right, Mike. Yeah, I think everybody's looking forward to that, to get out of hibernation and get outside and enjoy some warmer weather. And that's... Everyone looks forward to it this time of the year. Starts to get a little bit blah that been pretty much cooped up since November. All right, down to Owosso, KE8ZOB, and then we'll go to KD8AVA. Good evening again, Bob.
Roger, again, thank you for the net. And 73 to all. I guess looking at the band thing, band conditions are fair across the board, but that'll work with the F-tape. You can do the little Zydu G9, you can do the little F-tape for a call tonight since the bands are like that. But I sure appreciate you guys, and if I stay awake, I'm working on staying up later now. It gets so dark early, sometimes I'm in bed by 7 p.m. But I'll talk to y'all tomorrow night. I'll check in the net. All right, good talking to everybody. 73 to all. Back to net. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob, for checking in tonight. KD8AVA, you're up next, and then we'll do another break.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. I don't really have much else to add. I haven't got my HF antenna up yet, so listening to you guys talk about, you know, hearing the bands and stuff, I was really starting to feel like I might want to think about getting possibly motivated to do that. But then it snowed, so then I changed my mind. Anyways, that's about it for me. You guys have a good rest of the night, and maybe we'll catch you tomorrow. KD8AVA, back to net.
All right, Aaron, yeah, I know how that is. I get this idea in my head, hey, I'm going to do that, something outside, or... And then I look outside and say, yeah, I don't think so. And that's the way it goes at this time of the year. The outdoor projects really don't want to be done sometimes. This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Do I have any other comments or rechecks for the net?
This is N8RHK, and I think you're a great net operator, Ron.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I try and do a good job and keep things rolling and with comments and things. So thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. Any other comments or questions? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 12 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed at 7:49 and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 783, everyone. Have a great week. Hopefully we'll talk to some of you tomorrow night on the Savar Net. This is KC8YVF clear.
This is K8KCI, and we're going to 5-2. Going to 5-2 there, Mr. N8RHK.
What's 5-2 mean?
145-520. Simplex, sir. Simplex.
Yeah, let me write that down. Write, say it again.
Yeah, 145-520.
All right, can I go there?
You can do whatever you need to, but yes, sir, we're just going there so we don't bother the repeater.
Jeff, all right. Jeff.
All right, 208.
K8KCI, this is Kilo Equator Zulu Oscar Bravo. You monitoring this frequency still, Jeff?
Good evening, 2000 hours, cloudy, 30 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 28 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 28 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 28 degrees.